Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auction is proud to present Bell Ringer 30. 30th anniversary of the Bell Ringer sale coming up the 11th and 12th of January on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be broadcast live. You can attend in person as well at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North in Denver. They'll be offering 81,250 head on Wednesday, January 11th. 26,600 feeder steers, 14,600 feeder heifers will be featured. Then on Thursday, January 12th, 35,000 wean calves and 2,750 bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs will be featured as well. For details about Bell Ringer 30, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The 2017 Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock coming the 11th to 12th of January. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Jim Robb, the top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center, joining us again today as we talk about the status of our cattle business here as we get into these early days of 2017. Jim, if you were thinking about trying to grade where we are on our cattle market right now over the last few years, where would we be right now?
Well, I think compared to January, let's say 2014, you know, we slipped from kind of an A, you know, about as good as it can get as that unfolded over the next several months, probably down to, you know, if we look in a long-term context, probably to a C. More normal. We had those producers that, you know, respected the market and maybe saved a little bit back or, you know, will come through this. And those that are doing good pencil pushing, you know, in a cow-calf sense, you know, come 2018's not that far away. I think planning now will pay off in the next few years because I think the biggest part of the adjustments are behind us.
I would think that what we're talking about at this point, the guys that are those low-cost producers, if you like to call them that, those are the ones that are going to be in the best shape. That almost goes without saying, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, if we look at the long term of this industry for decades, that's been a big part of the story is cost containment, doing things right, getting back to fundamental business management. For a couple of years there, for a few years, you know, we were kind of swimming downstream. If you waited to sell animals, if you didn't need much of a marketing plan, things just worked out rather well. We still have larger beef supplies ahead, more pork and chicken. So we're swimming upstream. Much of this industry has always been swimming upstream, but it takes more management and more effort in that environment. And planning and just waiting for prices to help you out probably isn't going to be a good long-term management plan for the next couple of years.
Jim, looking at the beef cow herd we have right now, the rebuilt herd, it seems that as we, of course, liquidated our animals because of drought a few years back, we were able to come back and in a lot of cases come back with better genetics this go-round for the cows that are out there in the country.
Well, in some ways, you know, you take that longer-term perspective, you know, we had some opportunities to invest in the industry with the high cattle prices that we had a few years ago, improving you know, some of our production practices, management systems, working facilities, you know, really setting up. And so, you know, we did get a nice boost. You know, it was tough in the Southern Plains coming out of the drought. I think we've kind of normalized to a lot of that. But there are new technologies, as you said, and these things going on. Even changing market structures are really an opportunity. You know, we look ahead to this year and next year, probably in the summer of 17, probably these summer grazing programs will work better than they did in 2014 and 2015. The cow-calf sector, so as we mix and match here, I think there will be opportunities, but they'll be a little bit changed from just a couple of years ago where I just really wanted to sell calves. There's going to be more opportunities to maybe do some other things that could, you know, keep me still fairly optimistic. You know, again, you and I have been around long enough, Ron, to see these ups and downs come in the past. And we are in a down phase right now, but they don't last forever.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Payscene's Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
At your Beef Bus, have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.